Okay, so it's if you go down T, and it's one of the hardest ones I ever get on one page, but you had to go down T and then cut back off and back up, and so it looks complicated here, but let me just get up to it. So I think this is Candle Drive right here. You go all the way to the end of T where it starts getting to the small lots again, and it's this bigger lot right here. There's a little closer view of it. Existing home, the accessory dwelling, I think there used to be a driveway somewhere right in here, and it's going to set roughly in this location. And like I said, there used to be a structure in this location. So zoning, you got some A1, RR1 where it's setting, and then you got some R1 across the street, so somewhat compatible. I drew a little box where I think it's at. They didn't give me a site plan, so I just picked something. I think I'm pretty close. And with that, I'll turn it over to you guys.
Applicant here.
I'm June Stoneburner. I live at the 186 Candle. And my husband passed away December 6th. And so with the property, I wanted to put my son there so he could help me take care of the property. And I do raise his two kids, my grandkids, and he would also help with those. So that was our purpose. We will have another well dug, and he does have the septic there as well. That will have to be approved, of course.
Yes, it'll have to be looked at by our environmental department.
Right, but that's the whole purpose of him being there, is to help take care of me and the kids and the property. So.
So any questions for the applicant, or Cody, anything to add? Or
I got something for Jack. Jack, if that road's existing, it'd still be good, right? That entrance, the driveway entrance?
Yeah.
Be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's...
I think roughly it's like right in here, so it's not got a lot of stuff on this end of the road.
So. Yeah, so that's actually not under county maintenance or anything there.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, good to know. Okay. That's it for me.
All right. Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up for or against this application? All right. We go from a very complicated one to an easy one. We make some time up here. Well, this seems pretty straightforward. Request for conditional use. Any discussion amongst ourselves, or someone comfortable making a motion, or any other questions for the applicant?
I'd make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Raise your hand and say nay if opposed. Motion carries. All right, thank you. Awesome son. Where's he at?
The son?
Yes.
He's right here.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Awesome job. Good job.
Okay.
That's a good story.
Need two more of that.
Yeah. All right, so we've got our final CUP for, what do we got here? Oh, we got a nightly rental use for A1 Agricultural.
Yeah.
Cody?
Okay. So CUP 2026-004, Josh and Leanne Soretti.
You good?
All right. Subject property is 2691 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 26, Township 24, Range 22. The request. Josh and Leanne are seeking Planning Commission approval for a CUP, conditional use permit, for a single-family home for nightly rental use located at 2691 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade, Missouri. parcel number 06-7.0-26-000-000-039.000. The property is currently zoned A1. Per the assessor's information, there is 25.87 acres in size with a single-family home and garage already located on the property. The property is served by a private well and septic for wastewater. So a little bit of history, but it's just they got a permit for their home, so nothing big there. With that, I'm going to show you where we're at. Okay, so we got 160, we got 65 and 160 coming over. Here's your 248 intersection here, so you're cutting back, going back to the east a little. Subject property's right there. A little bit closer, you can see it's big RR1 area. There is a lot of big lotted homes. A little bit closer, this is their residency. A little closer again. Roughly threw down a little red box where I think the structure is going to be built. They got a really neat concept. I think you guys are going to like this one. A little bit closer. This is a drawing they provided me. It looks like he's going to bring road access off his own driveway and back. The structure will be here. It's kind of two structures with a connection in between, but it is one structure. Don't want to get that confusing. He gave distances to other people, and so you guys have an idea of just how far away he is from other people around him.
And what's that across the street?
I wanted to ask that.
Yeah, that's a...
I'll take it back. I'll take it back.
What's across the street?
I don't know.
They work on cars. So.
Yeah. Did that come before us? Is that the place?
I think it's been there forever.
Oh. Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, almost.
Well, you probably know.
I'm lost. Where is this? I know it's almost 60.
Yeah. If you go down to... 248 right here, and mm-hmm. where 160 hits it, you know, you got the fire station right over here, mm-hmm. and you cut back on 160, it's up on your left, okay. going back towards 65.
Okay.
Just past.
That's not that transmission shop.
So he provided this. Again, you get some idea of just how far away everything is. He's 226 feet from the road. This is his drawing, so he's got main living quarters over here and a
basketball.
Pretty neat entry, and then pickleball and basketball courts on the other side. It's really family-oriented. One of the better site detail people I've ever had come through the office, so he drew out the septic system and figured up his laterals and how much he needed and kind of showed how he's going to build it with the contour of the land. Parking pads, so he's got plenty for all his units, plus he's got an ADA. And with that, I will turn it over to you, Howard.
All right, the applicant or applicants want to come up? Good evening.
Hello. Josh and Leanne Ceretti. We live at 2691 U.S. Highway 160. We're seeking a conditional use permit for this single-family home that we'd like to use for nightly rental. You can see we currently live on the property on the far east side. We also have my barn with some monthly rentals in there with some gals, and we're looking to use our secondary driveway there in the middle to access this new house. And we are owners, builders, and we will be managing as well. So I think everything else has been.
So the game plan is to continue to live where you're at?
Correct.
Right? And the plan would be to manage it?
Yes.
Amongst yourselves and build the property?
Correct.
So
Do you have any other night rentals you manage?
No, not nightly. We have storage units up in Fort Leonard Wood, and then we have monthly rentals, but we don't have any nightlies.
And how many bedrooms is the house?
It's seven bedrooms.
Seven?
Yes.
So what would that be, sleep 16?
Correct.
Seems pretty straightforward. Any comments, questions? Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? You guys want to go ahead and have a seat? You want to come on up? Do you want anything you want to say or comments? You can ask us questions, and we can ask the applicant, but need to address that.
No, I just you made a comment to Cody, Chris Nowak, 902 Newberry.
Okay.
You made a comment to Cody. I didn't hear it. You asked about something. What was it? What was the question?
Well, one, I asked what was across the
street.
No.
Was it a certain?
How many sleeps?
How many sleeps? How many bedrooms?
Well, it's seven bedrooms, right? Is that what it is? It's a heck of a project for that little area there. But how many people a night would be in there? I they're the kind of things that I'm most concerned. I'm out the back, so I live out back. Great neighbors, but it's just their family now. But, I'm concerned about people coming down through the woods and coming into the community where I live. So
you're behind?
I am, yep.
Can you?
I'll get over there. Give me just
okay.
a second. Do you join the property?
To the back, out back we do.
Are you up this way, I'm assuming?
Yes, correct.
Are you here?
The next one over, that one. Yep. So obviously that was GPS before I built my house there. So anyway, I thought they were going to use their barn as a nightly rental, which is a much smaller facility, but I didn't realize it was going to build a house and put seven bedrooms in it. And my concern would be just, who goes in there at nightly rentals and, that kind of stuff. I heard some of the neighbors down at the lake complaining about nightly rentals and drugs and stuff like that. But, that was my biggest concern about the project. So I'm not here for or against it, but just a tremendous concern. We are, as Cody identified, it's
829 feet.
There you go.
to your property.
The way it's zoned right now. So.
No, I mean it makes we've been dealing with nightly rentals
longer than we want to.
Forever, and it went from subdivisions, and now in R1 you can't do nightly rentals. And it's evolved into RR and agriculture. And we've had situations where it's not been properly managed, and, there's trash issues and noise issues and late night music on the back deck. But, as far as the presentation up to this point, it's a very high-end home with a high-end barn and looking to do a really nice project there. So.
With them living on the property too.
Sure. That was a concern. I had asked one of my neighbors if, I didn't know if it was going to be the barn, but then he told me that one's already rented out. So then I thought, well, maybe they're turning their house into a nightly rental, and that was my biggest concern and why we came down tonight. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you guys want to come back up?
Sure.
So what is going on with the barn?
Yeah, so that used to be my workshop. It's a three-story building, so it's a 40 by 50. So I have a 1,600-foot apartment on the on the very top structure. I have a 2,000-square-foot apartment on the main, and then I have a suspended concrete floor underneath, and that's my current shop now.